Your New Orleans Saints stations recently wrapped up their 2014 auditions. When it was all said and done, 36 came out on top. I'm here today with three members of your returning Saints stations and three rookies. Ladies, how are we doing today?
Great.
How about you?
I can't complain.
Right?
All right. So we're going to start off by talking with Summer. How are you today, Summer?
I'm doing awesome.
Summer, what is some of the amazing experiences that you experienced last year for the first time as a Saints station?
Man, I've had so many of those. I guess the first one that's like the most memorable is my very first time performing in the Superdome. I just remember lining up for the national anthem and looking around, and in that moment it was just so surreal. And that's how it is every time I perform now. But just the noise level is crazy and the fans are crazy, and that's why we love them. Exactly. And that's just a moment that I'll never forget.
Okay.
And I'll tell you one thing, I've never felt so short until I looked over and saw Jimmy Graham.
Well, I'm sure you feel that way around all the players, right?
5-2, woohoo!
All right, so we just mentioned about the audition process. So Jennifer, you just went through the audition process, and now you are a rookie member of the Saints Stations.
I am.
Give us a little bit of information about how that felt going through that entire process, being up against Summer and some of the other returning Saints Stations.
Well, it was a definitely very long and nerve-wracking experience, but it was worth it every bit. We were there for 3 days. The first day was very long. We felt that we were there forever. And being up against the returning girls, it's definitely intimidating. They are beautiful and talented, and I feel so fortunate to get to be a part of this team with them. And when my number was listed, it was so exciting. I was in the car with one of my best friends, and we screamed for a total of probably 5 minutes, and needless to say, we were excited, and it was even more wonderful that my friends were just as excited for me as I was.
Awesome. Well, Summer, you are now a veteran on the team,
year. It feels so good.
What advice would you give to Jennifer, being that she's a rookie?
Well, so a piece of advice I would give you is really, Jennifer, just cherish every single moment your Saints Station, and don't take that for granted. You know, just like any good thing in life, it goes by so fast, and it's the end of the year before you know it. And even if you're on the field dancing for a pregame show and you accidentally kick the opposing player, the show goes on. Just remember that. I'm not gonna say who did that, but sorry, Falcons.
All right, and then Jennifer, one more question for you. What are you looking forward to the most? You've heard Summer tell all her fun stories and all the good stuff. What are you looking forward to the most?
Like I said, the returning girls and the new members on the team, there's 35 absolutely wonderful, talented, beautiful, intelligent women, and I get to have a friendship and make a bond with these women, and I'm so excited about that. I danced since I was 2, and my best friends were the ones that I danced with. They shared my passion and my love for dance and performing, and I get to do that all over again, and it's absolutely wonderful. And as Summer was talking about that first time on the field, I can't wait to have that same experience. I know my adrenaline will be pumping, it'll be loud and crazy, and I know it will make every long practice, every hard hour, every moment that we have to commit our time and energy worth it.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Summer and Jennifer, and good luck with the 2014 season.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.